Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación, comprensión oral, inglés, certificado de nivel intermedio.
Convocatoria de septiembre de 2014.
This test has three tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. Read through the headings before listening. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are two headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Example.
Number one must do thing is the Las Vegas sign. Now, the Las Vegas sign is, you know, iconic. You know, one of the images that come to your mind is that sort of diamond shaped Las Vegas sign. And you can go there, line up with everybody else, and have your photo taken. Good idea is to go there sort of in the early morning. A lot of people get up kind of late in Las Vegas, so you're going to probably queue up a little bit less to have your photo taken. So that's the number one thing to do.
Extract number one.
Now, Las Vegas is a city that I absolutely adore. I've been there many, many times, I think about 6 times in the last sort of 6 years. People think we're a little bit crazy, because when we go there, we spend 2.5 weeks. On my most recent trip, we spent 2.5 weeks in Las Vegas. And people don't understand it, because they kind of go to Las Vegas, they party like crazy, go mad, and they don't really get the full kind of flow of Las Vegas.
Extract number 2.
One of the things that we do when we stay in Las Vegas is we tend to stay in a non-casino hotel. So we stayed at the Mandarin Oriental, for example, at the city center. We stayed at the Four Seasons, which is on the top 4 floors of Mandalay Bay. But there are increasingly more and more hotels that don't have casinos specifically in them, but obviously have access to casinos. And that does create a very different experience.
Extract number 3.
Gambling is no longer the way that Las Vegas makes its money, despite the fact that it's still absolutely important and very massive. You know, everywhere you turn there's gambling, whether it's at the airport, whether it's in the hotels. But actually something like 70% of the profits in Las Vegas are now made from attractions, they're made from dining, they're made from many other things.
Extract number 4.
The profile of visitors to Las Vegas is changing dramatically. It's a much younger crowd than ever before go there, and it's kind of young professionals who go there. It's still not really a family place. I have met people who take families and kids there. I still don't really see what the big attraction for Vegas for kids are, because it's still very much an adult playground. But, you know, it's a younger crowd, so things like clubs are more and more important, pool parties, and just general attractions.
Extract number 5.
At the Paris Hotel, they have a replica of the Eiffel Tower. It's exactly half the size of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, and obviously you can look at it from the outside for free, or you can actually arrange to travel up it and get great views. The Paris Hotel can also explore around there, and it sort of has a kind of a Parisian feel around it, but the Eiffel Tower is the main attraction.
Extract number 6.
The next thing I would recommend is Caesar's Palace. You have an attraction which is free, which is the Fountain of the Gods, and regularly, it might be every hour, every half an hour, there's this animatronics show which tells the story of the gods, and it's quite fun, and it attracts quite a big crowd. It's not the most high-tech thing now. In its day, it probably was, but that's really well worth doing. So that's in the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace, the Fountain of the Gods.
Extract number 7.
The Venetian Hotel is built to look like Venice, and actually it's quite remarkable because they've done replicas of St. Mark's Square and various parts around Venice. And if you've ever been to Venice, it is amazing how they've captured the whole look of Venice. And running through the hotel is the canal, and you can go on a canal ride on a gondola, and some of them will sing, and it's a nice good memento of the time in Vegas.
Extract number 8.
The Stratosphere Hotel has this massive tower, and it doesn't look particularly huge, but it is really, really huge. And you can go up the top of the Stratosphere Tower, and they have 3 extreme rides. There's also sort of an abseiling thing that you can do down the side, but simply going up the Stratosphere itself is great, but if you have the courage, you know, go on the Big Shot, which sends you up, you know, vertically right up, or the Extreme or Extreme rides, which basically put you over the side of the tower. That's definitely something well worth doing.
Now listen again. Extract number 1.
Now Las Vegas is a city that I absolutely adore. I've been there many, many times. I think about 6 times in the last sort of 6 years. People think we're a little bit crazy because when we go there, we spend 2.5 weeks. On my most recent trip, we spent 2.5 weeks in Las Vegas, and people don't understand it because they kind of go to Las Vegas, they party like crazy, go mad, and they don't really get the full kind of flow of Las Vegas.
Extract number 2.
One of the things that we do when we stay in Las Vegas is we tend to stay in a non-casino hotel. So we stayed at the Mandarin Oriental, for example, at the city center. We stayed at the Four Seasons, which is on the top 4 floors of Mandalay Bay. But there are increasingly more and more hotels that don't have casinos specifically in them, but obviously have access to casinos. And that does create a very different experience.
Extract number 3.
Gambling is no longer the way that Las Vegas makes its money, despite the fact that, you know, it's still absolutely important and very massive. You know, everywhere you turn, there's gambling, whether it's at the airport, whether it's in the hotels. But actually, something like 70% of the profits in Las Vegas are now made from attractions, they're made from dining, they're made from many other things.
Extract number 4.
The profile of visitors to Las Vegas is changing dramatically. It's a much younger crowd than ever before go there, and it's kind of young professionals who go there. It's still not really a family place. I have met people who take families and kids there. I still don't really see what the big attraction for Vegas for kids are, because it's still very much an adult playground. But, you know, it's a younger crowd, so things like clubs are more and more important, pool parties, and just general attractions.
Extract number 5.
At the Paris Hotel, they have a replica of the Eiffel Tower. It's exactly half the size of the Eiffel Tower in Paris, and obviously you can look at it from the outside for free, or you can actually arrange to travel up it and get great views. The Paris Hotel can also explore around there, and it sort of has a kind of a Parisian feel around it, but the Eiffel Tower is the main attraction.
Extract number 6.
The next thing I would recommend is Caesar's Palace. You have an attraction which is free, which is the Fountain of the Gods, and regularly, it might be every hour, every half an hour, there's this animatronics show which tells the story of the gods, and it's quite fun and it attracts quite a big crowd. It's not the most high-tech thing now. In its day, it probably was, but that's really well worth doing. So that's in the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace, the Fountain of the Gods.
Extract number 7.
The Venetian Hotel is built to look like Venice. And actually, it's quite remarkable because they've done replicas of St. Mark's Square and various parts around Venice. And if you've ever been to Venice, it is amazing how they've captured the whole look of Venice. And running through the hotel is the canal. And you can go on a canal ride on a gondola, and some of them will sing. And it's a nice, good memento of the time in Vegas.
Extract number 8.
The Stratosphere Hotel has this massive tower, and it doesn't look particularly huge, but it is really, really huge. And you can go up the top of the Stratosphere Tower, and they have 3 extreme rides. There's also sort of an abseiling thing that you can do down the side, but simply going up the Stratosphere itself is great. But if you have the courage, you know, go on the Big Shot, which sends you up, you know, vertically right up, or the Extreme or Extreme rides, which basically put you over the side of the tower. That's definitely something well worth doing.
This is the end of task 1.